Good morning. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the morning news. The reform of the baccalaureate is on the agenda of the Council of Ministers this morning. The Minister of Education, Jean-Michel Blanquer, lifts the veil on the new formula of the examination, which will come into effect in 2021. The main change is the number of tests, only 4 for the new exam as opposed to 10 to 15 currently. Lots of continuous assessment and a final oral exam of about 20 minutes. And after the BAC comes university. Senators and deputies have reached an agreement on the reform of admission rules in universities and validated the new platform Parcoursup that puts an end to the draw. It was a promise of the candidate Macron, the universal military conscription. The head of state detailed yesterday the outline of the measure, which he intends to be mandatory and mixed. The military draft will last from 3 to 6 months and could start as soon as next year. A parliamentary report on the subject should be unveiled today, but it is the working group set up by the Élysée that will have the last word. Its conclusions are expected in late April. And Emmanuel Macron is expected today in Villeneuve-Saint-Georges in the Val-de-Marne, where he will meet people who were affected by the floods of these past weeks. Farmers remain mobilized in the southwest. They are blocking again this morning the entrance to the city of Auch in the Gers. Difficulties on the roads are to be expected, and there will be no school transportation today. This movement is aimed at denouncing the new map of disadvantaged areas that will soon be put in place. This new map will result in the loss of aid for farmers. And Israeli Prime Minister is in the hot seat. Israeli police have demanded that Benjamin Netanyahu be indicted for corruption, fraud, and breach of trust, among others. He is suspected of having passed a tax law to benefit rich personalities in exchange for bribes. The Prime Minister claims his innocence and says he will remain in power until the next elections in the end of 2019. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves Radio.